Continental Drift by Simon Burford. Introduction. I have never understood the British preoccupation with finding things to complain about at airports. Turn on the TV at any point, and you can select from a multitude of shows following the fortunes of airport staff, and these people seem to spend at least 80% of their time being sworn at. A more stressful job I cannot imagine. Personally, I like to look on the positive side. If there's a delay to my flight, it's an excuse to potter around the duty-free store, do some people watching, have something to eat, or even, God help us all, read a book. The absolute best thing that can happen is that they've overbooked my flight, which airlines routinely do for totally mysterious reasons. Presumably, they've still got the money I paid for my seat if I don't turn up, and they also have a lighter plane which would actually cost less to fly and be less likely to fall out of the sky unexpectedly. No, it doesn't matter how you look at it. What they're basically doing is trying to make extra cash by selling seats they don't have and hoping that someone won't show up. Which works out fine for me, because I can accept a later flight, arrive just a couple of hours later than planned, and have enough cash compensation in my pocket to pay for my first night's stay. Still with me? I see a few of you have fallen over from shock at the concept that airports are not gateways to hell. Perhaps it's because I've spent so much time in them, but I could quite happily spend my spare time sitting around the airport watching happy people jetting off on their travels. Come to think of it, it's probably thinking like this that made me realise one day that I really should get a life. And within days, I had planned the trip I shall be relating on these pages.